What I'm experiencing is this light offering that's coming to each of us. So we want to remember that this is the time to slumber not. In other words, we're preparing for victory. We're preparing for our new introduction, our new acquaintance. And so the introduction or the acquaintance is really to our true self. So as we will lean ahead, so when we say lean ahead, it's like we're offering ourselves to the light. We're combining and drawing our true nectar. In other words, who we are, who we assemble ourselves to be, who we delight ourselves to be, and we allow that infiltration to take place with good reason. So in essence, it's proceeding. So there's a little bit of faithfulness that is entitled and in fact acquired and granted, because as we move into our light, we're really moving into a new vicinity. We're moving into a new aspect of self that we parted ways with on a conscious level long ago. So they're saying to tremble not. And when the reason they say that is there's always a little bit of this angst or surprise, sort of like, where are we going? What are we opening up to? Because from a conscious awareness, we don't really understand how much we've grown. In other words, how much we can expect, how much we're entitled to. So the more that we count on love's advantage, in other words, the more that we count on our true nature, our true gifting, our true awareness, it's we move rapidly. In other words, it's okay to release the past. It's okay to let go of these linear tangible requests. And so the tangible requests are what we think we need in terms of our nameplate, in terms of our surroundings, in terms of just how we proceed in life. And so the more that we allow ourselves, they're saying, to skip in folly, in other words, to enjoy our new surroundings, to enjoy all that we are opening up to enjoy our new scenery, we proceed with gladness. In other words, it's like trusting your higher self, your I am presence, God, whoever it may be for you, whatever paradigm or whatever name is most particular. In other words, whatever brings you comfort. That's what you're joining with. That's what you're allowing to descend into your vicinity. In other words, when they're saying combining efforts, it's because we're taking on full embodiment of that I am assurance, that I am presence. And so what we leave behind is all of this linear judgmental, you are right, you are wrong, you are good, you are bad, like all of this dualistic terminology. And so we just simply move into our light. Now from there, we present with a new orchestration. So what we then have to witness, what we then have really at our fingertips, is again beyond our present circumstances. So it's like there's this leap of faith involved where we're moving into this pristine, when I receive it, it's just brilliant light. It's a little bit like your favorite everything, your favorite moments, your favorite, put in any noun, combine it all. And it couldn't even begin to even touch how beautiful and radiant and all-encompassing. In other words, it's like that God spark, that God energy. And from that placement, this is where they're saying we can see. So in other words, all that we are attended to, and what all that's due us, all that is just part of the building blocks of our new reality is available, because it's just an outreach, it's just an outpicturing of what we have decided upon. So the more that, when I said we have decided upon, the energy of my crown chakra is just fantastic. So the more that we understand, it, like, nobody can block us. So we don't have to be as fixated on, I can't believe they did that, I can't believe they authorized that, because that's just dualism at its best. And it's going to keep churning and churning and rock and rolling, because it's just going to keep doing it because we associated with it. There's no outer separate from us. So the more that we release our fascination with density, in other words, with black and white thinking, with judgment, with outer, outer resources being the problem, and the more that we simply move into our full embodiment and really recognizing that the power is not outside at all, it's always within self. And what we're learning to do is to stir. So the stir is the quickening. The stir is the, like, getting ready. The stir is taking that attunement. I wanted to use, like, the word responsibility, and it's like, they're like, oh, hold back on that. And the reason is it's a little bit of a frightful terminology for some of us, because we're not used to being responsible. We're really all used to victimization. That's what the consciousness is of 3D. So the responsibility is not a bad word. The responsibility is, I've got the power, I've got the keys, I've got the locomotion. So what we're doing is we're using that our free will, taking responsibility for that free will and saying yes to the higher circuitry, to the higher claim, realizing that everything we've been experiencing is coming from the outpicturing of lack. And what we're doing is we're coinciding with our new authorization, we're stepping into our wholeness. So in essence, we're all aspect of the God Self. And so as we introduce ourselves to our holy advantage, our whole self, we only serve the light, we only serve the love. And the beauty of this is when we then see through that spiritual vision, it really gets easier and easier because we're just embodying love. And so love is all that comes upon us. That's when we step into being the conscious creator. And each of us are drawing upon a new relevancy, a new plan. So just know that as we took in these incarnations, it was like we were going to be floundering around in that matrix until we develop. And so that is what is occurring now. We're the ones in the incubator developing, maturing, learning how to, just like that daily message, it's like releasing the old, I can't get that word, but it's like we keep creating out of lack without realizing it. And so we're releasing that. We're releasing the triggers. We're releasing the fears. We're releasing the old prejudice. And we're moving into our victory. So as you will seal your fate, sealing your fate is acknowledging that you're already restored. In other words, the future is already upon us. And so what we're doing is we're coinciding with that reality that is already present. It's already tangible. So we're making it possible. We're stepping into agreement. We're stepping into light. We're aligning with that divine will that already has like our blueprint, our homepage, everything that we are here to succeed with. Because as we demonstrate that light, as we hold that higher attunement, we open the door to love's advantage. So we're not waiting for anyone else to open the door. We're not waiting for anybody, family, government leaders, whatever you may think is going to solve it. We're waiting on our own satisfaction. So the satisfaction is, I'm done with polarization. I'm done with blaming. I'm done with fill in the blank. And we step into our new vehicle. We step into our new alignment. And so allow yourself to receive that maturation of possibility. So I have we'll just call him a nice master. But in any event, he's holding this sword, Manjushri, something like that. He's holding this sword, and he's just such an embodiment of the pure state where my ego is sort of like, I can't believe I can't remember his name. He couldn't care less. All he cares about is our attainment, our alignment. So that sword is like, it's a sort of wisdom. So it's cutting through the delusion. It's cutting through our belief in dualism, our belief in subject-object, our belief that someone can create our misery, can keep us from aligning with our light, aligning with our truth, aligning with our holy persuasion. So the reason he's in attendance is for each of us, we have different places where we still believe in the old programming, and that's okay. But what we want to do is allow that quickening. We want to allow that heavenly arrival to support us in releasing and reframing our new paradigm, our new picturing. So it's like a gift that's being offered to us to make all things possible. And so it's gonna help us to have right seeing. So it could be whatever it is, where you've still had a grudge, where you still haven't forgiven self or others, but it's just gonna be so glaringly obvious, like I cannot enter the kingdom and still swallow this whole. In other words, still obligate myself to the old record keeping. So just imagine like you're still holding on to something and you don't even realize it's still in your hand. And so your master self's like, you're gonna have to release that now, you know? And so the beauty of this is it's gonna come quickly and it's gonna come favorably. In other words, it's gonna be easy to do, much, much easier than the past, because if you don't see the problem, if you don't realize what you're holding, you can never release it. You can never pick anew. So this is what we're engaged in now, is this new delicacy, this new timeline, this new, it's just like a place of possibility. So allow that gift of mercy to be received through and through. Allow yourself to embody that light, to embody that truth, to embody that, they're saying is springtime evidence. So in other words, it's just renewal energy. It's just renewal energy. So receive it through and through. So through and through is allow it to affect everything. Like whatever I'm missing, whatever I'm blind to, and we all have those blind spots. Like we're really good in seeing it in our friends and spouses or whatever. But for us, you know, we're just picture perfect. And that's just ego, you know? So it's like things are just gonna start becoming very, very obvious. With remember that sword, where not only is it obvious, but we can step out. We can just like, oh, I don't need to hold on to that anymore. That's not gonna serve where I'm heading. So allow that energy to transfer and to be attained. Being attained is I align my will with holy advantage. There are one or two of us, and I'll just use myself in the group, that are a wee bit stubborn. What we mean by that is we're still holding on to past evidence. So this would be, you know, if I wasn't brought up this way, if my boss didn't fire me unjustly, like it's some kind of story. And we want to remember, as long as we stay invested in the story, we cannot receive the glory. In other words, we're still in the drama. Everything is an outpicturing of consciousness. So what we're healing is our own consciousness, our own creative essence. Okay, that helped move some energy right there. Beautiful. All right, so thank you everybody so much.